This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Okay, so is it possible that Jim Crane is the most popular owner in baseball with his own fan base? Seth, you forwarded me this email that you got from someone by the name of Anna Osborne from ResearchFrontier.com.
Yeah, Research Frontier, where apparently they do research.
Does this pass? Does this research and the results pass the smell test here?
They did a survey amongst 3,000 MLB fans to uncover the level of familiarity with their team's owner and gauge the fans' sentiment towards them.
Okay.
So 3,000 MLB fans. I guess we could assume that there were about maybe 100 per team that responded.
Yeah, the total sample set, that would be 100 per team, yeah.
On average, you know, maybe Yankees are going to be more or whatever, so around 100 or so.
Yeah.
These are the three key findings, according to Frontier Research. One, Jim Crane ranks first place as the most liked MLB owner, boasting a favorable rating of 7 out of 10 from Houston Astros.
Okay, okay. 7 out of 10.
I feel like that's – I don't know when this was conducted. Yeah. I think that, as you pointed out earlier, maybe it would be a little bit less than that right now. But I do think that amongst casual baseball fans – most of them aren't – like, I don't think most casual people – like, if you went out to the actual ballpark – I don't think that the majority of them there are like talking about the Astros in terms of, well, the era of Jim Crane and Jeff Bagwell as GM or what have you.
Right,
so,
right, right.
You know, like, so depending on how casual they are, I think that might still be pretty high just based on the afterglow of all the World Series appearances and ALCS appearances.
Yeah, you're great for Jim Crane as an owner right now. Probably largely is based on one of two things. The overall success over time of the Astros, or how you feel about how they're doing in the moment and how culpable he's been and where they are at 6-13 right now.
The second finding is one that's interesting because it shows that not only is Jim Crane the most popular, but he's the most popular by a pretty healthy margin. His likability score surpasses the MLB owner's average by 15%.
Yeah.
So it doesn't say what, like, who the second place person is or what have you, but like he's pretty heavily above the median there.
The average
he's well-liked.
Is yeah. The average is 6 according to this. That's so.
Oh
yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, that's not so. He's a 7 and they're a 6.
Yes, 15% higher.
That sounds less impressive. Okay. Right.
I know. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have done that.
No, you should, because honestly, I don't know how impressed I want to be by this.
This is how you massage polls to make them sound a certain way.
Right, exactly. The third, I was duped. You're exactly right. the third key finding from this is that 52% of Astros supporters confess to these people who just answered this question about
right,
Jim Crane.
About how much they like him,
52% confess to not knowing who Jim Crane is.
Yeah. Those are my favorite kind of people, the ones who I have no idea who the hell they are. Like,
yes.
Because they're not bothering me, you know? Like, it's,
I've got very high approval ratings. Very high. amongst the 48% of people who know who I am.
Right.
They're very, very happy with me. Very happy indeed. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, 52%. 52%. What do you think the actual approval rating is for
48% of people are talking, and they all know.
They know.
That I'm the most approved owner.
They know.
What do you think the actual approval rating is?
What do you think
is?
His approval rating? This feels like a Pender poll. I may need to just do that. Yeah. What is your, very simple, do you approve of Jim Crane as the owner of the Astros currently?
Yeah, what do they ask when they ask, with presidential approval ratings?
Yeah, text
do they
in.
Just simply ask, like, do you approve of the job the owner is doing?
Yeah, how would you like me to phrase the question? Text
I want to do it exactly the way, however they phrase the presidential approval
yes, that's how, this, that's how we're treating this. 713.
Just swap it out, Mad Libs it, you know, so that you're not, you know, asking about the president, but an actual owner.
Yep, 572-4610 if you want to hit us with that.
I'm going to guess that currently, if what you're doing is assessing the current situation, I think it's going to be, boy, lower than 70% seems weird to say, given a guy that's just, you know, he's brought two World Series and seven straight ALCS appearances to Houston. I have a hard time thinking it's going to be below 70%.
I do too. Like I can't get with people who say Jim Crane's a bad owner. Like he's just like that's empirically just not true. He's won two World Series. He's given them the resources to get to seven straight ALCSs. He's in the midst of a period right now though where the decision making's been very questionable. That's undeniable. But I can't hold this as some sort of blanket grade on the rest of his tenure as the owner. He's been the owner. This is his, when he buy it, 2011. So this is his 14th season as the owner. I mean, you're talking, he's been the owner for 14 seasons. You've been to the ALCS in half of those seasons. You know, you've been to the World Series in a third of those seasons, you know?
So Gallup, who's been doing they've been tracking presidential job approval ratings for more than 60 years.
Let's
they ask this question simply, and I believe it's been the same for 60 years.
Okay.
Do you approve or disapprove of the way blank is handling his job as president?
Oh, okay. So that would be good. So current approval rating, right?
Like, so do you approve or disapprove of the way Jim Crane is handling his duties as owner or,
Yeah, something along those lines. Okay, I'm going to put that up during the break.
Okay.
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Jim Crane is handling his role as owner of the Astros?
Yes.
That sound right to you?
That's fair enough,
Okay.
That's based on the same question they've been asking about presidents from both parties for 60 years. Yeah.
Do you approve or disapprove of the way that Todd Kallas has been handling his role as play-by-play guy of the Houston Astros? I approve.
Yeah, I approve.
Yeah.
I think he's been – I'll be honest. I think that maybe – I think last year – I started to sense that maybe Kallas and Blum were almost getting a little bit bored. It was just too much winning. It was too much winning.
This
I was
is a
tired
good
of all the winning.
Start.
Yes.
You jolt.
I do. I felt like at times, like, I don't know, man, it's probably hard to just get up there and wax poetic night in after night out for 90 plus wins every damn year. I feel like this has invigorated Kallas a little bit.
Maybe.
I feel like he's treading in strange territory here other than the first half of the COVID season in which everybody was in a strange territory. I couldn't tell you a single damn thing that I remember about the broadcast during COVID. Everything is just in a warp zone.
The stands were empty. Dude, that was a fever dream, man. That was a fever dream.
And they were doing them from home.
Right.
Too.
Oh, that's right. They're from the studio. They were probably home for a little while, and then they didn't travel for a while too. Like even in 2021,
for away games, they weren't traveling for a while. And,
Yeah.
So I feel like Kallas has shown he's gotten a little ornery.
Yeah.
A couple times this year, and I like it.
I do too. This was Todd Kallas. Now we should preface here. This was Orlando Arcia's home run last night. That if you watch the game, you know it was a strange home run. It kind of hit on the rail where left field sort of jags back towards the bullpen.
Yeah.
And it was,
and then it went up and it hit the, it went, it, it went, it went, and hit the sign above the stands there, which meant that it went up. But it wasn't clear at the moment that it had.
Yeah.
So it looked like on the TV broadcast at first that it went off the yellow line and back into the field of play, in which it should have been a live ball and not a home run. But so we have the Atlanta call.
Yeah.
They're very excited about this home run.
Yeah.
And then we have Todd Callis expressing his disgust with the way he thought it was being handled.
Here's Orlando Arcia.
In the air to left. McCormick going back. Still going. Is it gone? Yes. A solo homer for Orlando Arcia later. And it's 1-0 Atlanta.
Got just enough of it to get it over that yellow line in left field.
This could be a good look.
Yeah.
That's not a home run.
Yeah. That's a great shot.
That hits the yellow line in play. It has to go beyond the yellow line. Oh, yeah.
But it clearly hit the yellow line. Isn't that what you're looking for?
Absolutely. This is not going to be a home run.
View of the ruling on the field is confirmed. It is a home run.
No, it's not. How's that not in play?
So the yellow line is a home run?
As it turned out, it was a home run, right?
The rule is that if it hits a yellow line and goes back in play, then it's in play. If it hits a yellow line and goes out of play, then it's a home run. And it's specifically like the Houston ground rules. They specifically mentioned that yellow railing there at the Crawford boxes. As you're staring at the Crawford boxes, it's the railing to the right of the Crawford boxes.
But rules or no rules, we like that cut because Callis got chippy there, right?
I like it immediately. He just got – I feel like sometimes they'll be, you know, like all announcers, they'll try to be diplomatic about whether or not the call went their way.
No
diplomacy.
They don't
want to sound like, they don't want to sound like homers. I think Callis is like, no, there's no time to worry about whether or not I sound too much like a homer. There's a – we got a losing damn record here,
6-12. Yeah, I got to protest.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So that was last night. Two nights ago, forget about the umpires and calling a home run. Callis had a nice little shot across the bow of certain Astro fans here that were trying to do the wave during a close game. And we should point out, we had a few texters text in after you and I discussed this, Seth. We were discussing whether or not CJ stood up during the wave.
Yeah.
That was the lead-in, evidently, to this bit of audio we're about to hear, is they were complimenting CJ for not standing during the wave. Yeah, that's the lead-in to this.
Going back to my wave comment, if it's a 12-3 game in the eighth, you guys do all the waves you want to. Have a blast. When it's this kind of a game,
you're stirring it up, TK.
I don't want the wave. I don't.
No, lock
this
in.
Has been a great game.
Okay, from a player's perspective, to your point, what you just said, I'll explain it, is if the fans were doing the wave in that situation and told me they were not focused on the game, that's the only thing I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying.
That's what we said.
Yeah. Callis and Blum, simpatico on this topic.
People will say that, hey, Seth, be nice about the wave. It's for the kids. To which I say, when the hell did everything have to start being about the kids?
Exactly.
Tell your stupid kid to shut up and sit down, okay?
It's well documented that I will if there's kids acting up near me that have BO, I will have them removed from their seats. Remember that? Remember when Amy and I were sitting in the front row by the bullpen and there were empty seats next to us, and some kids who clearly those weren't their seats came down, and they were kneeling over the leaning, I should say, over the railing in the bullpen, trying to get autographs and trying to catch balls from relievers who were out there. And I knew those weren't their seats, and I would have let them hang, except they both stunk. They were like 12 or 13 and hadn't discovered Speed Stick yet or any sort of deodorant. So I said, Usher. Usher, remove these two, please. So I ain't afraid. If your kid's standing up in front of me during the wave, I'm not afraid to just palm the top of their cranium and shove them back down into their seat like whack-a-mole, you know?
Did anybody around you say, like, hey, man, just let the kids be
they
kids?
They hailed me
like
as
that?
A conquering hero. The Did radius they? That BO was... Was
really, it was that bad.
It was
huh?
bad. It was.
How do you have BO at that age?
Pungent.
It doesn't seem.
13? Oh, guess, puberty, man. Like, that's
I guess
puberty.
That's when you start getting the BO, huh?
This we know. Seth stunk as a 13 year old.
Exactly. Yeah, no. I was a showering fanatic, damn
Were
it.
You?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Couldn't be. I was like a young Howard Hughes. I was a cleanliness freak.
Someone says 9513 that Jim Crane poll sounded like it was done by the same people that did the poll that came out with 4 of 5 dentist survey recommend sugarless gum for their patients who chew gum. Whatever happened to those polls? Those were great.
I'm going to hire those people to do a Seth Payne approval rating.
Yes!
Try to find as many people that don't actually know who I am, because it seems like they're going to say yes. If they don't know who they are, they don't want to grade you down if they don't know who you are. So, just find a pool of people. I don't know. Go to Uruguay and ask them how they feel about Seth Payne.
Email her back.
9 out of 10 Uruguayans approve of Seth Payne.
There you go. Hey, let's hear from Will Anderson. What does Will Anderson think of his new teammates? Will's fired up. He's going to get you fired up about his new teammates. And the poll is on the you can go to my Twitter at Sean T. Pendergast. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Jim Crane is handling his role as owner of the Astros? And we got a few dozen votes. I just put it up about 20 seconds ago. So go vote at Sean T. Pendergast and follow at Sports Radio 610 as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.